Like it or not, Homer Simpson is on his way to taking over the world. The Simpsons movie is a bona fide global hit, bringing in more than $190 million at the box office from Europe to Asia to Africa and South America.
20th Century Fox presenta a Homer.
Pues por favor.
Marge, Lisa, Bart, Maggie. El señor Barnes, Smith.
The film has been translated into 31 different languages, and audiences are lining up to see it. In Argentina, for example, The Simpsons had the biggest opening weekend so far this year.
Los Simpson, la película. Estreno mundial julio de 2007.
It just so happens that our film critic, Bob Mondello, is spending his summer vacation in Buenos Aires, and that's where we caught up with him. Hello, Bob. So glad you're taking time out from your vacation to talk to us.
It's always a pleasure.
So when you actually went to go see The Simpsons, or as it's called down there, Los Simpson, did you have trouble getting in? Because I understand that the lines were quite long.
Oh, it's totally mobbed. The first weekend was really amazing. I tried to get in at the Abastos Shopping Center, which is a real big place in downtown. And I got there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was so mobbed that it was completely sold out for all of its shows, including the 1 a.m. shows. So then I came back the following weekend, and I got there at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it was still sold out until 11 o'clock at night. So I ended up going to a big old theater downtown, a 1,000-seat place with a curved screen. You'd love it.
How did Homer Simpson sound? What was his voice like?
Apparently, to an Argentine ear, it sounds entirely persuasive that he's kind of a dull-witted guy. To my ear, he sounds more intelligent in Spanish, and I don't know what to say about that exactly. I mean, do translates.
The Simpsons is about a lovable but dysfunctional family. The kids don't always respect the parents. The parents are usually the butt of the joke. Does that translate? Do audiences see something of themselves in The Simpsons, or are they watching this and sort of laughing at what they seem to think is idealized American family?
Well, I think it is to some extent a portrait of American life. But you know, the things that don't work and that do work in a family, that's absolutely the same here. I mean, when you look at Bart and Lisa and their relationship with their folks and things like that, that's totally understandable. And people not liking their bosses, I mean, that's really easy too. So
that's universal.
So, you know, those kinds of things. I think the essential nature of it works for all kinds of different societies. It's one reason that they're doing it in so many different languages now, in so many places around the world.
Well, Bob, before we let you go, one last question. How much does it cost to see a movie in Buenos Aires?
It's a lot less expensive here. That's one of the reasons actually that the big grosses here were so surprising. It made $2.3 million in just 182 theaters here in Argentina, which is $13,000 a theater. That would be a great gross in the United States, but prices here, it's less than $2 to see a picture if you're a child. And my adult ticket on a Saturday night full price was $3.43. But you know what's really strange is that this is the first year that I've been able to see movies that open the day and date that they do in the United States. In previous years, they've opened a few weeks later, but I think they're so afraid of piracy now that they're opening them right away, and it's the same date. And in fact, out on the street, you can already buy Los Simpson in pirated DVDs. So, I mean, they're right to be worried about piracy.
And do they eat popcorn in the movie theaters there?
Popcorn is here, although it comes with sweet. I mean, you get...
It comes with what?
You have to choose between... No, seriously, it's sugared popcorn. I totally wouldn't eat it myself. I've tasted it a couple of times. I really don't like it very much. But popcorn comes in bags, and it's all sugared. They almost never do it with salt.
Maybe you could bring some back for us.
I'd be happy to bring back some sugared popcorn. I'll definitely do it, but you're going to have to eat it. I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, enjoy the rest of your vacation, Bob. Thanks so much.
I promise. It was great being here.
That was our film critic, Bob Mondello, speaking to us from Buenos Aires, Argentina. You can see clips from The Simpsons movie in English at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.